Hello, this is a Publish Me Podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Paul Dick Russell. As part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is author Morgan Phoenix talking about his book, Elizabeth's Story.
My name is Morgan Phoenix. I have two books here today, A Life Worth Living, A Story Worth Telling, that's a memoir, and a book, Elizabeth's Story, which is fictionalized memoir. That means when things get too sensitive, you turn it into fiction. Right, a synopsis of both books. The memoir is a collection of vignettes that I wrote over three classes in memoir writing at a community college where I was dean, and I allowed the professor to put the class on, and the deal was that I would take the class also. That was his requirement of me. I had collected enough material after 3 years and found that actually there was a thing called self-publication, so I was able to draw the vignettes together into a coherent story. The other book, which I'm even more proud of, is Elizabeth's Story. Yeah, this is a story about a woman, middle-aged to elderly, traveling from Virginia to California by train. She always was fascinated with trains, to visit with her high school pal from 50 years before. And she's carrying with her memoir that she's been writing in secret. She's living in a failed marriage and wants to redeem herself somehow or to escape from the marriage. She takes the memoir with her. She reads to a person who is sitting next to her on the train the entire way from Virginia to California to Sacramento. And she shares her story with him, and the story seems to change a little bit, and he's very interested in this. The other thread in this story is a young man traveling to Denmark, where the woman lived. It's part of her story, and he is delivering a copy of a book, of the book, of Elizabeth's story, her memoir, and he reads it also to a traveling companion on the way to visit a person who is implicated in this memoir. Elizabeth's story, and the question is, what's the truth of the matter? I think the nonfiction is a bit easier to write. I don't have to be as much in charge of the plot or of the characters. They're all provided for me, and I think that as I went back and read my memoir, that's when I realized that the actual storyline. When I read my memoir through from cover to cover, which I never did while I wrote it, and never during the publication as well, other than for editing purposes. But when I read it through later, I found that the threads running through it were, I was not proud of them at all. And it has to do with the quality of life. And I think that the issues of abandonment and of selfishness and of self-absorption dominated that book. And I'm not proud of that, but it's something to learn from. There's a third and final book at my age. I'm 72 now, which is not old, not that old. But I would like to continue the fictional memoir to a point of redemption and forgiveness for some of the things that have transpired during my lifetime. I think that my biggest encouragement to anybody who would hear this podcast is that you can write it, and you can structure it somehow that you will be producing some things written, and that you can publish it. Self-publication is it's not pain-free, it's not painless totally, but it's very very easily done compared to when I was younger. Of course, you'd have to find a publisher that'd be willing to publish your book. Now you can do it yourself, and I encourage anybody who wants to do it just to go ahead and do it. Start writing. Got to start writing though.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?